Hi, I'm Caroline Godin, mom of three, catechist, life coach, martial arts enthusiast, and shepherd's girl. If I didn't have Jesus, I couldn't wear any of those other hats. Today, I want to talk about our need to run to mama. Mary is our mother. When she first encountered Jesus, the angel Gabriel had told her that she was full of grace, that she had found favor with God, and her response was, "I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to his will." She submitted herself fully to God's will. Her yes meant something beautiful for us. When Jesus was on the cross, he gave us his mother. He gave us his life, which opened the gates of heaven. It defeated death. But then more than that, he gave us his mother. Her beautiful gift to God, her entire self, which is what love is, giving of yourself. Jesus then gave of himself his love for us and then gave us his mother. We have Mary. We have Mary in all of our needs. We have Mary praying for us all of the time. When we are hurt, when we are sad, even when we're joyful, we can run to mama. We can run to our mama, just like a little kid who is hurt or sad or confused or frustrated or angry or even happy. What does that little kid say? Mama, mama, mama. They're always calling for mama. Well, we can do the same thing. And the way that we do that, we can simply talk to Mary. But another beautiful, beautiful thing is that we can pray to her in a very special way. And I always do that with my rosary beads. I have these. These actually came from the Vatican and were blessed by the Pope, which you can do that by going online and finding that. But I pray on my rosary beads every day. And it's something that I do at the end of the day. And it brings me back. I lay all of my troubles in that moment at the cross. And Mary doesn't tell her, Mary doesn't in any apparition, she doesn't say, worship me or adore me or anything like that. She never says that. In fact, in a lot of the apparitions, they have to ask who she is. She doesn't come right out and say, "I'm Jesus' mother, listen to me." She doesn't say that. What's her big message in every one of those apparitions is stop sinning. That's the big message. Stop sinning and listen to my son. She is our mother and she loves us and she is telling us what we need to do. And we know what we need to do. We know we need to stop sinning. We know we need to listen to Jesus. And yet, she's always reminding us of that. Because we need to remember those things. When I am having a bad day, maybe the kids are saying, "Mama, mama, mama," all the time, and I'm just like really stressed out. Or maybe it's a frustrating day with work, or maybe it's a frustrating day with bills. I got a lot of frustrating days with bills, and who doesn't? It's probably one of the most stressful parts of anyone's life. Is, finances is it's one of the biggest stressors that people have. And whatever other stresses someone might be having, just bringing that to Mary, bringing that, "Mama, I need your help. Mother, help me. Mother, pray for me." And that's the biggest help, right? Because Mary, when she prays for us, she's praying directly to God and she is in heaven with him. So how much closer can you get? She is full of grace. So her prayers are so strong, stronger than mine. I'm not so full of grace. I am far from it. I'm working on it. But Mary's prayers are so powerful. She even sang, "My soul magnifies the Lord." I want my soul to magnify the Lord. I look to my mama as an example because she is an example for all of us. The number one first Christian is Mary. Some people say was Mary. No, is Mary. So I pray a lot to my mother. My mother prays to our mother. I learned all of this as a small child from my parents. But you don't have to learn it as a small child. You can start at any time. And if you don't know how to pray a rosary, that's okay. When my kids first started learning the rosary, I would just teach them the sign of the cross and all the beads that are all by themselves. They'd say the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father. And on all the beads that were clumped together, they'd say Hail Mary. When they learned the Glory Be, they would say that at the end of every grouping of Hail Marys. And eventually they learned all the prayers, and they're learning now the mysteries and all of the things involved with this beautiful prayer. This is one big prayer, is the whole rosary. So you don't have to know all of the things in order to pray a rosary. If you can learn the Hail Mary, if you're watching this video, you have internet connection. And if you're doing that, you can look up the rosary. You can even play a video of the rosary, so you'd be able to listen to the whole thing. And if you can't recite it yourself, or you don't have a way to read along, you can just listen. And eventually, I mean, it's repetitive, you see, 53 Hail Marys, you will be able to say it by the end of the rosary. So there's really so many avenues available for us to pray the rosary, for us to run to our mother and ask her for help. That's every single Hail Mary is saying, Mary, pray for us. Mary, pray for us. Mary, pray for us. Do you ever see a little kid, or have you? We all have. So yes, you have at some point in your life, mama, 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 or daddy, 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 daddy. You consistently come back and you ask again and again and again. Now, if you're not saying, give me another ice cream, give me another ice cream, or give me some candy, chances are you're praying for something that you're in need of, that you have something on your heart that's really troubling you. And if you keep coming back in prayer over and over again, your prayer is answered. It may not be answered in the way that you expect, and that's a completely different topic, but Mary does hear your prayers. She does listen to her children. And how do you become a child of Mary? You pray to her. You ask her for help. If you are a child of God, which that's everyone, you are also a child of Mary. She is God's mother. Not because he needed her. He doesn't need anybody. He's God. But because he chose her. I mean, if he chose her, she had to be the perfect mother. He grew her into the perfect mother. And she's the perfect mother for us as well. Some of us have wonderful mothers. Some of us have less than wonderful mothers. I love my mother. She is a wonderful mother for me. And I'm blessed with that. I do my best to be as close to a wonderful mother as I can be. And I'm sure I fall very short. But I do my best. And again and again, I have gone to Mary with, okay, this is what's happening with my kid. Now, she sees me, she's in heaven, she knows. But even though my kid needs to explain his whole story of what just happened, even though it happened right in front of my eyes, I listen to him. I listen to my little one tell me the whole story about how this happened and then that happened and that's why I did this. I listen. I let him explain it to me. How much better is Mary at listening to us explain our troubles? How much better is Jesus at listening to us explain our troubles? They already know. They already know what's bothering us. But the act of us bringing it to them is a prayer in itself. It's that running to mama moment. I don't know how to pay this bill. I don't know how to handle the kids. They are driving me nuts. I have this relationship issue. I have this trouble in my marriage. I have this trouble with work. I don't know if I'm going to have the house next month. They can be huge, huge troubles. They can be anything from split hairs and hangnails to major financial burdens to facing homelessness or divorce or even losing a child. physically or custody wise. Like, there are a million things that could be troubling a person from small to big, but Mary is here to listen to all of those things. We can run to our mother with all of our troubles. Sometimes I feel selfish doing that. Sometimes my troubles feel small. Sometimes I feel like I'm complaining about something that, oh, other people have it worse. Other people have it so much worse. And I am acutely aware of some of the things that other people are struggling. As someone who's a life coach, I hear about a lot of things. I listen to a lot of people. I am the sounding board in a lot of ways to some much more troubling situations. But that doesn't mean that the cross that I bear is so insignificant that no one's going to hear my prayers. So if you feel that your troubles are too small, I'm going to tell you something that you can do that will take care of your troubles, but also make you feel a little bit less selfish. If you shouldn't feel selfish praying for your own needs. You really shouldn't. Mary listens to all of her children. However, if it's truly bothering you, bring it. Bring it to prayer. Absolutely. But one of the things you can do is, let's say it's a stressor with your child. Mary, pray for me because I don't know how to handle my kid who's acting out and giving me so much attitude, and I'm getting so angry, and I just want my kid to do this, and my kid won't listen. Okay, it's not a big deal. I know I can just do it myself, or they're going to grow out of that phase, or whatever. You can still ask for help. I mean, she's a mother. Do you think she didn't have to lay down some disciplinary rules? You think she didn't have to? I mean, Jesus was probably the perfect child, but she still raised him. She still had to teach him. So she's aware of all of those troubles. She has worried. Do you think she's worried about Jesus at one point or another? She was at the foot of the cross. She knows. You don't have to feel like your troubles are too small or insignificant or that you're not good enough. Never feel that you're not good enough. The love that she has for us is only surpassed by the love that Jesus has for us. If Jesus loves us, so also Mary loves us, because if Jesus loves us, she loves all that Jesus loves. And well, her love isn't as strong as Jesus's, well, because she's not God, she loves us and she will listen. So you can say, these are my troubles. I'm having trouble with, say, my kids. I also want you to pray for every mother who's struggling. Or I'm having trouble with my bills. I don't know what we're going to do. I also want you to pray for everyone who's homeless or everyone who's hungry. Bring that prayer into a bigger community. It will boost it. It will also make it more meaningful to you. And more importantly, it will keep you praying, because she constantly is telling us this, keep praying. If you're praying, you're not sinning. If you're praying, you're not being selfish. If you're praying, you are putting your eyes on God. We are always putting our eyes on God. And that keeps us whole. So, whatever your troubles, whatever your trials, whatever your tribulations in life, whatever your stress, run to Mama. She is listening. Whether you do it with the rosary or you simply do it with your own words, run to Mama. She is listening and she loves you and she is praying for you. I'm praying for you. God bless.